The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Tom Comack with you until 9 o'clock as always on a Wednesday night, and do hope you can stay with us because I've got three very important men in studio with me tonight. I've got Sam Gallagher, Tara Catterson and Gary Doherty from the Robert Emmett Club, and of course it's a big weekend, it's a big year for Robert Emmett. They're celebrating 100 years of Gaelic football in Castlefin. They have a big weekend celebrations this weekend, starting on, I think on Friday night, or maybe possibly Thursday night. We'll talk to Gary Doherty about that because he's the chairman of the Centenary Committee who has organised this weekend of 100 years of anniversary celebrations, and certainly a weekend to look forward to. And well, the highlight of it is a big banquet in Jackson's Hotel in Ballybuffet on Sunday night. Big crowd expected for that. And well, gentlemen, you're all very welcome here tonight, Gary, Sam and Tara as well. Tara, just learned, I knew he was playing way back in the, well, 70s. He wasn't there when it was founded, but he was. he may have been in another life, who knows. But he's played for 5 decades for the club at senior level, and I think he's going to feature again on Sunday in an exhibition game. So still playing. But as I said, Gary Doherty with us. He's the chairman of the Centenary Committee. We'll talk to you in a minute, Gary, about the big celebration. But first, Sam Gallagher, a man and a family of long and a dedicated service to the club down the years. Tell me about Robert Emmett and how it all started and where it began.
I started back 1918. Probably two of the founder members that were sure of was Michael O'Doherty and John O'Flaherty. And it's interesting that Michael O'Doherty's son, Kevin, is still very much involved with the club. And likewise, we have a connection to John O'Flaherty, where Mary Dunyan is a club member, and she would, that would have been her granda. John O'Flaherty would have been her granda.
Yeah.
So it started back then, and just 3 years later, 4 years later in 1922, we actually won, Castle Fun won a senior championship, a Donegal senior championship.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we haven't been there since.
Yeah.
But we've won a good lot of junior championships in between. But it was interesting to see if we won a junior or a senior championship.
And
back
is there any record how the club came about? Because there was no organised football in the county at the time. There had been a county board, and it kind of had become defunct, shall we say, and it was only reorganised again in 1919, I think, for the first time.
Yeah, we don't have any records either, any official records or documentation of how it was formed. We do know that they did play in a Strabán and District League back then, so I don't really know how the Donegal football was organised, but I don't even think there was a county. You said there wasn't a county board.
I think the 1920 was the first senior championship.
Yeah.
There had been competitions, and there had been a board, I think, in the early 1900s, 1905, Seamus McManus formed the first county board.
Right.
But then I think Seamus immigrated to America, and that was ended that after a number of years. So it had laid in dormant for a while, and there were regional games organised, and you were probably playing in Strabán, because I know quite a few of the English own teams were playing in Derry.
Yeah. We have a list of some of the players who would have played in that 22 team, like, and there's some of them names still very much associated with Castlefin, like the Carolins, McGlinchies, and Garys, Duhers, Noonans. There's still a lot of them names still associated with Castlefin, Patton, and what. So,
of course, there were troubled times as well. We were still under the rule of the empire at that stage, part of the
country. Yeah.
We had the War of Independence, and then we had the Civil War. So that was very disruptive as well.
It was very disruptive. And at that time, I suppose, Sinn Féin was starting to grow as well. And there seemed to be an amalgamation of Sinn Féin and GAA. A lot of them seemed to go hand in hand.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. Sport in general, I think, was only getting organised in those years, in those early years. So You mentioned John O'Flaherty and Michael O'Doherty. John O'Flaherty obviously was from outside the county, was he, or was he a native?
No, he was a native.
Right.
And I think he's Sam O'Flaherty went on in. He was involved with the county board later on as well. But, and as I say, O'Doherty's were always around that area, so... No, they're all local men.
Yeah, and your own family have obviously a long service, a long distinguished service.
We have, yeah, we have a long service. As I said on another programme, we were never much good at playing the football, but we were always a GA family from way back, and we got great enjoyment out of it, and we got great enjoyment out of our involvement in the club and administration level.
Yeah, and football must have been strong in that neck of the woods at that time, or the interest in Gaelic, because Killigordon, who obviously with Red Hughes now, but yeah, it was Killigordon at that time, they were up and operating as well. It wasn't a kind of an amalgamation of the two.
No. Killigordon
were separate.
Yeah, they were separate, and even later on, you had Liscooley. Liscooley had a great team as well. Tief Brack had a great team. There was, Gaelic was very strong around that whole Fun Valley area. So it was always there. We won a junior championship back in 45. And then I suppose we moved into the most successful period for the club from 1951 to 1961. We won 4 junior championships, 3 junior leagues, and we had 2 doubles, league and championship double in that time. So that was very successful 10 years for the club.
Yeah.
In the middle of that, we also had one of our players, Raymond Bryson, played for the county in All-Ireland final against Kerry and All-Ireland junior final against Kerry in 1954.
Which is effectively the only all-senior team, wasn't it?
Yeah, And the Bryson family have been always supportive of the club.
And he's a brother of the of.
He's a brother of Ossie Bryson's.
And was in the early years of Donegal football, because Donegal did enter in a team in the Ulster Championship in those early years as well. Was there any? Who was the first Castlefin man, or was there any record of anybody?
There was. The Quins played for. For Donegal back, I don't mind what year it was now, do you know? Was the 20s? I know they played anyway.
26, 27.
Yeah.
Roughly around that time. And somebody else who was, I can't remember his name now, but there was 3 of them, I think.
There was 3 or 4 in that period, I know, to give service to the county.
Yeah.
I can't remember now.
Yeah. Yeah, and Tara, that's the voice of Tara Catterson coming in there to help us out.
Yeah.
Egg is on in the background there. Tell me, Tara, in your playing time, obviously you said you've probably played for 5 or 6 decades at this stage. Well, you haven't played for 6.
Five will do.
Probably stretching it. But what was your earliest memories? You know, what are the stories you were hearing as a wee boy growing up?
I remember when I was about 1970-71. I used to go down the town and. Or I hopped on the bus and went to them when they're playing, if it's having away, and if they're at home, I'd have walked to the pitch and watched them. And kept going that way to 1975. They started playing. At that time, I was under 14 as well. We won the 14 championship in 75. And I remember playing for the seniors in Ballyshannon the same year. And that was my first game against Ballyshannon up in Ballyshannon. So... kept it going after that there. We had a good...
Who were the big players that time, or who were the...
Well, they're all a fairly young team at that time, because we went for 2 years before that, or 2.5 years maybe, and only won one game. No, Johnny Corn was only young, and Gabriel Gordon and the Elliots, them boys, they were all on that team. They're fairly young, you know. Leo McMenamin, well, Leo wasn't that young right now. But, you know, that's the kind of boys was playing, you know, and then they kept at it until eventually... They won the junior league, second division league as it was then, in 75 and got promoted to senior league.
Yeah, because there was no intermediate. The intermediate had come in 77, yeah.
There was no intermediate. They went on to 76 then. So even in 76, we qualified for the semi-final of the senior league. Played Lincoln Kill in the semi-final in Donegal Town, I think, and took them to a replay.
And what, 2 years later, they went on and won a championship?
1978, they won the senior championship. So we weren't far away, you know. But we played senior then for, I think, from 77 to 80-81, a senior championship. I mean, playing St. Eunan's twice. And the first round, and played Kilcare, played four Masters. We took St. Eunan's to a third game in the championship in 78, I think, or 77, not sure. You know, so
who'd been on that team, Johnny Corn?
Well, the same, but Johnny Corn, and then you had a couple of fellas came in there. Maybe Christy Murray, he was a Gardner, he's from Westmeath, but he was a grand player, like. And you know, you boys together, the locals, Johnny, Patsy Corn, you know, they're all as I say, the Elliots.
And where, Andy Corn, then he played with McCool's, didn't he? But
Andy played in McCool's, but when God rest Sandy Harper passed away in 81, Andy decided to come back. You know, was off his sort of destabilised the thing a bit again after Sandy, because it was a big blow. And Andy came back and started to play with us in 81 again. And hence Sandy Harper started that year, Sandy Harper tournament started.
When you do mention the late Sandy Harper, obviously he was a great player. He played for Donegal. Yeah. He was come down in his prime. Just maybe talk to us about him. Tell us about him.
Sandy Harper was a gentleman. He was probably one of the best players I've ever seen playing. He wasn't a big man in stature, but and he went for a ball. He went for a ball, you know, and he played in every position for Donegal, of our goals, and he could do that too.
And he was only a young man.
He was only a young man when he died.
He was Kilnicar, I think.
He played County Minor when he was 15. He played County Minor for 4 years, and at that time it wasn't an easy playing County Minor. I mean, it wasn't as soft as it is now, but he played under 21 then, 3 years, and on to senior. Played in the Ulster final 79 against Monaghan. So you know, Sandy Harper was a gentleman as well as that. He's a great footballer.
Yeah, and of course you've as you say, you've run the tournament in his memory, and it's still going.
Well, maybe Gary could talk about it. We ran the centenary tournament for, but we also included Sean T. Kiarlan, who unfortunately lost him in 2004, another great GAA stalwart and fantastic commitment to the club. I suppose the club had, you know, even going back to 1961 when we won the league and championship double, that year tragedy struck the club again when Sean Monaghan, who was just a young player, was killed in an accident as well. So the club has had its tragedies.
And tell me, when you mentioned the 61, who was around that time? Who was on that team?
Well, you had Eamon Kitherson and Eamon McGroarty. Charlie McGroarty was in that team. Desi Kelly was in that team. Tom Kelly was in that team.
Cecil Nixon.
Patsy McMenamin.
Mickey McMenamin.
The whole team they were all great players in that team. Seamus Brennan played in that team. He did as well.
It was
a very good team, Matt. Very good team. Great footballers right throughout that whole team.
And you mentioned the late Desi Kelly. Unfortunately, he passed away last year. Was a great stalwart of the club, went on to referee at the highest level.
Desi refereed at the highest level, and he was involved in different other aspects of GAA activity as well through his time. And we lost Desi and Eamon Kitherson in a very short period of time there. But then you look, then we still have stalwarts there. We have Ruby Druce, who's 2 years older than the club, still a club member, still pays her lotto every week. Ruby's husband Jim Druce would have been deeply involved in the club back in the 50s, club sexy and all, but Ruby's still there.
One of your older stalwarts. Hopefully she'll be listening tonight.
She'll be joining us at the weekend for the celebrations.
Brilliant. Hopefully she's listening tonight. That's the voice of Sam Gallagher. Sam is in studio with me tonight, along with Tara Carrison, who we heard. We're still here from Gary Doherty about the all the celebrations they have, Robert Evans Club have organised for this weekend for their 100th anniversary. And we'll talk to Gary in a moment when we return, actually, shortly after this commercial break.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack. Brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Walter Ashkagee and Clara on the show with me in studio tonight of Sam Gallagher of Robert Dimmitt's, of course, a long-serving member, has probably held every position in the club. Gary Doherty was chairman of the club's centenary committee, who have organised a big weekend of activity for their to mark the 100th anniversary of the forming of the club in 1918, and also long-serving club player Tara Catterson, who came in here having 40 year service. The last we counted, he was on close on 60. But anyway, delighted to have you. And just before we return to the boys, congratulations to Gwydor on their big victory at the weekend to win the Donegal Senior Championship, 15 points to 1-7. They're now out on their own against Niamh Connell, out on their own with 15 senior championship. Orna McNeilis, man of the match performance, with 8 points in that game. And Coleraine clinched their second title with a 112-12 point win over Lavie at Celtic Park. Barry Daly scored the only goal, would prove the defensive score in that one. And Cole Island are celebrating another senior championship success, their 10th in all. They defeated Killy Clogher at the weekend in the Tyrone Senior Championship final. And a big congratulations to Pellico, who won the Donegal Senior Junior B Championship at the weekend in the replay against Red Hughes down in Tyrconnell Park. 111-26, that's how that ended. They came from 6 points down. Marvellous comeback in that particular game. Jarlett Leonard and Paul Robinson and Michael Reardon did the bulk of the scoring for Pellico. Shane Begley got the goal, Timmy Callan and Roland Gallen got the goals for Red Hughes. Unfortunately, that game was marred by some ugly scenes, I think, at the end of it. Fighting among players and spectators from both sides. So, unfortunate incident, but they seem to be becoming more and more prevalent in the GAA. It didn't probably get the exposure that the ones in Kerry, Tyrone and Down and Derry got in recent weeks, but certainly the GAA is going to have to do something about it and stamp it out. It's all very fine to give a player an old slap now and again, but, you know, some of these days somebody's going to get badly injured. Players on the ground been attacked, and I've seen a few incidents, and unless the GAA Act is going to be serious problems, and someday somebody will get a serious injury. But back to tonight's programme, and well, the good news of both. One other result I have to tell you about is actually a very good result for St. Junan's College today in the McCrory Cup, in their very first outing in that. They had a 2-8-2-5 victory over Patrician High from Carrickmacross. That game played in Drumra this afternoon. Conor O'Donnell scored the two goals, both from penalties. He also got 3 points. Porrick McGettigan got 3 points as well from frees, and Shane O'Donnell scored 2 points as St. Junan's came from 5 points down in the second half. A big victory for them. St. Michael's in Enniskillen and St. Coleman's College Newry drew 1-11 each in their game in that Macquarie Cup in Rogue Section A. So great start for Colin McFadden and for St. Junan's College in the Macquarie Cup. Of course, they're back in the Macquarie this year after a number of years' absence. So back to tonight's programme, and well, Gary Doherty, we're finally getting to chairman of the Centenary Committee. They tell me you have a big weekend of activities organised and planned for the weekend, you and your committee?
Yeah, there's a big weekend and big programme of events planned for the weekend, Tom. We've been, the committee's been working hard all year to try and make the centenary year a memorable one for the town and for the club. And there's a large and varied programme of events. I think there's something there for everybody to keep everybody entertained over the weekend, and we hope to see as big a crowd as possible throughout
the
weekend.
Tell us what you've organised.
Well, we're starting off on Friday night. We've got our normal Friday night bingo, which is on in St. Mary's Hall, but we're calling it the Centenary Bingo this Friday, so we've got special prizes on Friday evening. €100 a house, Sam, I think it is. And then following that, we're moving down to McBride's Bar. We've got a Robert Emmett's themed Centenary Quiz in McBride's Bar on Friday night then. On Saturday morning, we're officially opening the club's new training pitch. There's been a lot of hard work has gone into renovating and creating that new training pitch at Park Emmett. And we're finally getting that opened on Saturday morning by Frank McGlynn is performing that official opening. And our two local priests are blessing the pitch as well. So that'll be a big morning for the club, and we're having underage activities for all the children who normally be down at the pitch on Saturday morning's training. So we're having a fun day for them as well. Then on Saturday night, we're moving to McGlynn's Restaurant, where we're having an Irish music night from 9 o'clock, and we're having an exhibition of club photography and memorabilia that we have gathered over the years. Sunday morning, we're moving to St. Mary's Church, where we have the centenary mass. And again, we're hoping that as many club members as possible would attend for that mass, where the whole mass is really going to be about the club, and club members are going to be doing the prayers of the faithful and carrying up gifts, and we've got a choir coming, so that's going to be a special occasion, I think. At 1:30 then on Sunday, we've got an exhibition match down at the pitch with some ex-players, and I think Tara's going to be talking out again in his sixth decade, is it? and that's we're hoping to see some players that graced the pitch for Robert Emmett years ago making a comeback, so that should be a special occasion again. And then finally, on Sunday night, the highlight of the weekend, I suppose, is our big centenary banquet in Jackson's Hotel Balbuffet. And again, we're hoping to see a big crowd from the parish and indeed the surrounding areas coming to commemorate and celebrate this
momentous
occasion.
Any special guests or anything on that?
Neil Gallagher is our special guest, and Charlie Collins is going to be MC for the night. So it's hopefully going to be a very special night. And finally then, on Monday at 2 o'clock, we're having a barbecue. It may not be the barbecue season, but we're going ahead with it anyway, and Tanny's Bar at 2 o'clock, and we're going to be showing some old Robert Emmett's matches on the screen in Tanny's as well. So I think there's something there for everybody throughout the weekend. And again, we're hoping that large numbers of people would turn out, and because I think almost every or pretty much every family within the parish has had something to do with Robert Emmett's down throughout the 100 years, and I think it's important that we as a community would celebrate the centenary and give it, you know, celebrate the importance of it.
Oh, is it as important in the in the parish as GA Club tend to be Robert Emmett's Club, is it?
I think it is. I mean, the GA and the GA itself throughout the country has always been about community. And I think it's important that we celebrate that community aspect of the GAA within Castlefin. I think it's always been there. And there's been great strides over the last number of years. Our minor board has been reformed and revamped, and we've got lots of young people who are now involved with the club. And we're starting to see those structures having an effect. And hopefully that will continue throughout the next 100 years as well. We're trying to make sure that the club is on a firm footing. Yeah. As we embark on our second 100 years.
And I suppose
years.
The fruits of that labour at underage, I suppose, is seen more so than ever than this year, with the fact that you won the junior or the under 14 Division 2 championship, probably good enough to maybe win the Division 1.
They were actually double winners, that under 14 team this year, and you know, they were a fantastic team. There's some really great players there, and I think the future's bright for Robert Emmett's. You know, maybe we haven't seen success at senior level maybe over the last recent number of years, but I think the signs are good that you know, the future's bright for Robert Emmett.
And Sam Gallagher, I know we've only got a couple of minutes left before we go. I know and you and your family have been highly involved in it as well. It's not just about football and games. You're also highly involved and have great success at the cultural level and score competitions.
Well, yeah, we suppose the first Donegal winners in score was Robert Emmett back in 1882, when the Harper family won two All-Irelands. And we represented the county at nearly every level from that on. Took a wee lull there for a while, but we have a great score committee up and running now, and we have traditional music sessions going on, teaching sessions going on, so the culture end of it is up and running, strong, going well.
Yeah. And one of the oldest clubs in the county, is it?
We must be near.
Pretty close to it. Yeah, probably Bort, I think, maybe.
Pretty close to it.
And Burndorn, possibly. You know, but you're right up there. Anything else you want to tell? Anybody else you want to mention? Anybody else that maybe before we go, time is very short?
Very dangerous to start mentioning people. Just the whole community, as always, as you say, community spirit and a GA club always seem to go together, and we're very fortunate in that parish that there is great community involvement in the club. And
yeah, Gary, just one thing.
Just to remind people, Tom, just that the tickets are still on sale for the banquet on Sunday night. There are a limited number left. is €30 for a 5-course luxury banquet. And we've got music by the Whalen Banshees, who are a fantastic local band from Strabane. And we've got...
we might get a bar from yourself as well.
We'll see. Our county chairman, Mick McGrath, will also be in attendance as well. So it hopefully will be a special night. So the tickets, limited amount of tickets, are still on sale.
Thanks. That's the voice of Gary Doherty there, joining me from the Robert Imbiss Club. We also heard from Seamus, or Tara Catterson, and from Sam Gallagher, from Jimmy Stafford and Sound, from me, Tom Comick. Until next week, Slán agus Beannacht from this week's GAA programme.